Modern politics has many sounds. It's no longer just patriotic music. Wayne Newton appeared at a Republican rally for President Bush earlier this year. He's just one of a long string of celebrities who have swamped the swing state of Wisconsin with music and words. Al Franken brought his Air America show to Madison recently. It was the day after the vice presidential debate, which Franken said was full of Republican inconsistencies. Franken replayed snippets which he and a co-host commented on.
There's no better antidote to poverty than a good, well-paying job.
It's hard to argue with that.
It's ironic, isn't it? There's no better way to out of poverty than create a new job. Well, then do create a new job.
Franken argued the Republican administration has done no better on foreign policy. He says the world supported America after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Now he says many countries shun the U.S. because of its attack on Iraq.
This president had a chance to lead, and he didn't. Instead, he blew it by hijacking 9/11 and using it for his own political purposes.
Franken says the U.S. wrongly went to war after giving the impression Iraq was linked to al-Qaeda terrorists. A fellow comedian who's been working for the other side earlier defended Republicans on this often-heard criticism. Dennis Miller says the U.S. was right to invade Iraq.
Do I wish there was a country called Al-Qaeda where we could have started this war against terror? Yes, I do, but there wasn't. So guess what? Saddam Hussein and his punk sons were just unlucky enough to draw the Wonka ticket in the Let's Get It On lottery, okay?
Parties choose an entertainer to be political pitchman for very specific reasons. For instance, a UW-Madison journalism professor says Miller was brought to Northeast Wisconsin because of his experience as a Monday night football commentator. Professor Dietram Scheufele says that tactic worked for Republicans, whereas Democrats may have lost votes by fumbling a sports reference.
Kerry's comment about Lambert Field and not knowing the name of the probably greatest football stadium venue in the nation.
Scheufele says while that may have backfired, usually politicians are successful in targeting a specific audience a certain way.
Especially voters that no longer read newspapers, that don't turn to television news as much, more oriented toward late-night television, toward the internet, some return to radio, and so on and so forth.
Scheufele predicts future elections will feature even more celebrities, so get ready for the next round of actors, musicians, and comedians.
We'll be right back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.